He's from the choir. From the choir.
不然我也看不见。Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
I wanted to share, first of all, a few words regarding this fall retreat.
我想分享一下，就是关于我们这个秋令会的事情。
It's hosted by our Alhambra Church.
我们是呢在那个 Alhambra 教会办。
And who is the Alhambra Church?
那Alhambra 教会是谁呢？
It's a group of brothers and sisters.
Alhambra 教会呢是一群我们兄弟姐妹。
Who originally saw the need to bring the gospel to Chinese people in this area.
他们其实是就是这些弟兄姐妹呢起初呢是他们有了这个意向，就是看到我们这边需要福音。
So about 28 years ago,
大概28年前,
Elder Chu and this particular group of brothers and sisters,
然后我们朱长老和这群弟兄姐妹们,
by God's grace, they planted this church just down the street.
那借着神的恩典, 他们开始了这个教会, 其实就在几条街下面。
And yet, I know that over time,there are so many new brothers and sisters both here and there that many of you don't even know that there was a story.
我知道过了一段时间就是我们有很多的兄弟姐妹们其实都可能就不知道这段故事。
And as a result, a lot of us newer brothers and sisters don't know them.
所以呢就是我们现在有很多新的兄弟姐妹们可能都不认识他们。
And they too have grown in new brothers and sisters there.
因为而且呢他们那边的教会呢也有新的弟兄姐妹来。
And they probably don't know us.
他们或许也不认识我们。
And they don't know this story.
他们可能也不知道这里面的故事。
We hope to work on this in the future.
我们希望以后呢我们能够解决这个问题。
Because even as we see biblically through some of the early churches in Macedonia,
我们也看到在马其顿的那些新的教会。
That there is a...tremendous level of gratitude and indebtedness for those who helped bring the gospel to where they were at.
他们马其顿的教会对那些就是起初把福音带到他们那边的人呢有一个非常非常的伟大的爱。
And I'd like to hope that we too always feel the sense of gratitude and indebtedness for them pushing the gospel out here.
我希望我们呢也能够有这种感恩的心态，就是感谢他们把那个福音带到我们这边来。
So I just want to let you know that we, Pastor James and I, consider this church our sister church.
所以我们呢把我们的教会呢当做他们的姐妹教会。
And so every year, this church invites a speaker to preach God's word for a few days.
所以我们教会每一年呢会
no,
他们教会每一年呢会。邀请一个讲员来讲几天的道。
And every year they invite us to join them.
他们每年都邀请我们参加。
So for those of you who do want to just sit and be ministered to by the word of God for a few days.
所以那些就是如果想去参加的弟兄姐妹们。
To receive the word of God.
你如果想去就是听领会神的话语。
And get to know some brothers and sisters.
去认识他们那边的一些弟兄姐妹。
Then we do want to encourage you to go.
我们呢也鼓励大家参加。
So just want to share that history with us a bit and really encourage those of you to kind of understand that relationship we have with them.
我就想就是分享一下这些事情，然后也鼓励大家呢能够关心这些就是我们的这些关系和那个Alhambra教会的。
Now as for today,
那今天
we kick off a series that will lead us up to Thanksgiving.
那今天呢我们要开始一个新的系列，就是一直到我们感恩节的那个周末。
And I want to kick off this Thanksgiving series, if you may call it.
我呢想就是以这个开始我们这个感恩系列。
With this topic of grumbling.
我想用这个话题叫做发愿言这个主题来开始我们这个系列。
It's something I've been thinking and praying about recently.
我已经就是思考并且祷告了一段时间了。
I notice it in myself. I notice it in others.
我也在我自己身上注意到，并且在其他人身上也注意到这个。
See, when life gets a little bit difficult, what do we do?
当我们的生活遇到一些困难的时候，我们怎么做呢？
When things don't go your way, how do you respond?
那如果事情不像你这样和你预期的一样的话，你的反应是什么呢？
Most of all,
那我们很多对我们很多人来说，
I think if we're honest with ourselves,
如果我们对自己诚实的话，
we could probably readily admit that we grumble at times.
或者我们会承认，就是我们很多时候都在抱怨。
We grumble, we complain.
我们发牢骚，我们抱怨。
When you planned to get all of your work done.
当你呢就是打算把所有的工作都做完。
But all of a sudden there's an interruption.
突然有人来打断了你。
And it adds to your work.
这使你的工作呢就是增加了。
It creates more work.
它使你的工作更多，增加了。
What do we do?
那我们怎么做呢？
We start to grumble.
我们就开始发牢骚了。
But why do we grumble?
那我们为什么要发牢骚呢？
And is there anything wrong with grumbling?
那发牢骚有没有什么错呢？
Well, this morning, I wanted to show you that in all of Scripture,
今天早上呢，我想跟你分享，就是在所有的经文里面，
There is no greater example of grumbling.Than the people that we're going to look at.
没有就是没有任何人呢比我们今天将要看的这群人所发的牢骚更多。
This group of people.
这群人
are the Israelites.
就是以色列人。
They're the people of God.
神的子民。
And for hundreds of years.
几百年。
They were under harsh slavery in Egypt.
几百年下来，他们都在埃及做奴隶。
And they cried out to God in their misery.
他们为他们的苦难呢向神哭求。
And what did God do?
那神做了什么呢？
He miraculously delivered them.
他奇迹般的把他们带出来。
He showed his power to them.
他把他的能力显示给他们看。
He gave them salvation.
他把拯救给了他们。
He freed them from being slaves.
他让他们从奴隶出来成为自由人。
And led them out of Egypt to go to the promised land.
把他们从埃及领出来去他们的应许之地。
And what do we call that?
我们称为什么呢?
We call that the Exodus.
我们就这是我们所谓的出埃及记。
He showed his power over the most powerful man in the world at the time, Sarah.
他神把他的大能显示给当时在世上最有能力的一个人，就是法老。
He showed his power over all the Egyptian religions.
他把他的能力显示给所有的埃及的宗教。
He even showed them miraculously his power through parting of the sea, the Red Sea.
他并且奇迹般的把红海分开。
For them to walk through.
所以以色列人可以穿过红海。
I've always imagined wanting to experience that miracle.
我通常会想象并且想要经历那种奇迹。
And I think Disney did it really well.
迪士尼做得很好。
I mean, can you imagine water on both sides like walls?
你能不能想象就是两边在你的两边都有水。
And you can actually see like things swimming in the water.
你可以看到两边就是水里有东西在游泳。
Trying to maybe grab one.
如果你想抓一个的话。
Right? That's God showing his power to his people.
这就是神把他的大能显示给他的子民看。
And then he gave them safety by swallowing up all of Pharaoh's army that were trying to capture them.
他并且神并且吞噬了那些追随以色列人的军队。
These people were eyewitnesses to the power of God.
这群以色列人其实亲眼目睹了神的能力。
And yet I want you to turn your Bible with me to Exodus chapter 16.
请你把你的圣经打开到出埃及记第16章。
Because as we turn to Exodus 16,
当我们看到出埃及记16章,
I want you to see the people of God, and I want you to see how they responded when things didn't go their way.
我希望大家能看一看这群神的子民当事情不那么顺利的时候,
Exodus chapter 16, verse 1.
出埃及记16章第一节,
They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt.
以色列全会众从以林起行,在出埃及后第二个月15日,到了以林和西奈中间,去了旷野。
And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西亚伦发怨言。
And the people of Israel said to them, Would that we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
说巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下。 那时我们坐在肉锅旁边,吃得饱足,你们将我们领出来,到这旷野,是要叫这会众全都饿死啊。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not.
耶和华对摩西说,我要将粮食从天降给你们,百姓可以出去,每天收每天的份。 我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。
On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily.
到第六天,他们要把所收进来的预备好,比每天所收的多一倍。
So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?
摩西亚伦对以色列众人说,到了晚上,你们要知道是耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来,早晨你们要看见耶和华的荣耀,因为耶和华听见你们向他所发的怨言了,我们算什么,你们竟向我们发怨言呢?
And Moses said, When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat and the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord.
摩西又说,耶和华晚上必给你们肉吃,早晨必给你们食物得饱,因为你们向耶和华发的怨言,他都听见了,我们算什么,你们的怨言不是向我们发的,乃是向耶和华发的。Let's
pray. Father, we pray for your word and your spirit to speak to us this morning.
神啊,我们祈求你的灵和你的话语,今天早上和你同在。
As the chairman had prayed, Father, I ask that you would soften our hearts that we may be teachable.
我请求你们软化我们的心。
Lord, I put myself under your word.
我把我自己交托在你的话语面前。
For examination and introspection.
让你来检验。
Teach us, Lord, not only what this word teaches about the heart of man.
请教导我们, 不仅仅是, 这段话语所教我们。
But more importantly, Father, would you teach us about the God of man?
但是更重要的,
we thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢为, 释放神, 释放耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
This was the Israelites.
这就是这些以色列人。
This was their response when things didn't go their way.
这就是当, 事情不像他们想象的那么顺利, 他们对神的反, 他们的反应。
Verse 2 said,
第二节说,
The people grumbled.
这些人发怨言了。What
is wrong with grumbling?
那我们, 抱怨或者发怨言有什么错呢?
The original word here is grumbling or murmuring.
那这个, 起初的文字呢, 就是说这个发怨言。
What does that mean? It means that they are complaining, but in this low, almost inarticulate voice.
它是指呢他们在抱怨，但是呢又用一种低微的声音在抱怨。
Complaining in a low voice that can barely be understood.
这他们用一种低的声音在抱怨，这声音低的大家都听不清楚。
The root of the word is to complain.
这个词根就是抱怨。
To hold a grudge.
怀恨在心。
And to voice it, but in a low voice, again, that could barely be understood.
要说出来，但是用一种很低微的声音说出来，使大家都听不清楚。
So grumbling, very simply, is just a version of complaining.
那这个发牢骚呢，就是抱怨的一种方式。
It holds a grudge.
他怀恨在心。
There is a negative attitude associated with it.
在这里面呢，有一个非常消极的态度。
It's a negative attitude toward a situation.
对一个境况呢，持有一种消极的态度。
Or it's a negative attitude against a person.
或者呢，
or people.
对这个人对这个人呢有消极的态度。
Grumbling can be over something minor.
你可以对一些小的事情发牢骚。
Like when you're rushing to get somewhere in the morning.
就像早上你急匆匆的要去一个地方。
And you realize after you get to where you want to get to that you forgot something important at home. Has that ever happened to you?
当你到达那个目的地的时候，你发现你自己忘了东西在家里了。
I remember a brother even sharing to me that he liked to keep his room so clean.
我记得有个弟兄跟我分享说，他喜欢把他的房间保持得非常干净。
And he said he drove all the way to work in the morning.
他开车去上班一天早上。
And then he remembered.
然后他记得
he left one sock on the floor.
他记得他一个袜子掉在他的房间的地板上了。
He didn't tell me that he grumbled.
他没有跟我讲他发牢骚发怨言了。
But some of us, when we forget something that important, like that sock on the floor,
那我们当中有些人可能意识到，当我们意识到忘记了这么重要的一件事情，袜子落在地上。
That might cause you to grumble.
这或许可以使你发牢骚。
The boss is like, what are you talking about?
那你老板或许会问你在讲什么
Nothing.
那你就说没什么没什么
That could be, that's something minor.
那这种是很小的事情
But it could be over something major.
但是也可以是你对一些大的事情
Like when you start to grumble against the Lord for the adverse situation that you find yourself in.
就像当你如果在一些在一些不利的情况下，你向神发牢骚。
Does this ever happen to us today?
那我们今天的我们的人类是不是也这样呢
？I think so.
我觉得应该是。
Maybe some more than others.
或许有些人发的牢骚比其他人多一点。
Especially when we don't even realize that we have a tendency to grumble.
特别是当我们没有意识到我们正在发牢骚。
It often happens.When a situation comes upon us and we are dissatisfied.
特别是就是有些情况发生的时候呢，我们不满足。
Now that doesn't mean that that does not mean that we can never be dissatisfied.
这并不是指我们永远不可以不满意。
But if we are not careful,
但是如果我们不小心的话。
In that dissatisfaction,
在那种不满的情况下
we will find ourselves grumbling.
我们就会发现我们自己正在发牢骚。
We, if we are not careful, begin to find ourselves becoming very negative towards the situation or to the people involved.
如果我们不小心的话，我们可能就会有这种非常消极的态度对周围的人和事物。
That situation or that person that is now throwing me off.
那这个情况或者这个人呢，就干扰了我们。
And we begin to complain under our breath.
那我们呢就开始了轻声的抱怨了。
We begin to grumble.
我们开始发牢骚了。
What is wrong with grumbling?
那发牢骚为什么是不对的呢？
Here are just a few things of what grumbling does to us.
那我要和大家分享就几件就是发牢骚所带来的结果。
Number one.
第一点就是。
Grumbling distorts the way that we see our circumstances.
那抱怨呢会扭曲我们对生活环境的评估。
Grumbling will always put a negative stain, like when my son spilled something on my shirt and my shorts. Grumbling will leave this negative stain on what's happening in our life.
那我们如果发牢骚的话呢，通常呢，在会在我们的生活的阴留下阴影。 就像我们把我们的衣服弄脏一样。
Look at verse 2 and 3 again with me.
我们来看一看第二和第三节经文。
And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西亚伦发怨言。
And the people of Israel said to them,
然后以色列人对他们说,
Would that we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full?
巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下，那时我们坐在肉锅旁边吃的饱足。
For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫这会众都饿死啊。
Do you see how grumbling distorted their circumstances?
你们有没有看到呢？他们所发的怨言扭曲了他们的环境。
Do you see how grumbling put that negative stain on how they viewed the situation that they were in?
你们有没有看到他们的怨言使他们就是改变了他们对这位环境的一种评估？
They said, Do you remember how good it was in Egypt?
他们居然开始说在埃及是多么的好啊。
Do you remember we sat by the pots of meat and we ate bread until we were stuffed?
那个时候我们记得吗？那个时候我们坐在肉锅旁边吃面包，吃到撑饱。
We would sit around those pots of meat and we would sing and cry out how good it was.
我们坐在这些肉锅边上，我们唱歌跳舞。
Really?
真的是这样吗？
Now, I wasn't there.
我当时不在,
but I'm not sure if they were singing and crying out of how good it was.
但是我不确定他们是不是当时在唱歌啊，跳舞，赞扬地确是多么美好。
I mean, if you look at chapter 2, verse 23, we'll put up on the board here for you.
我们来看看第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
第二节第23章。
Let's see what...
第二章第23节。
Okay. During those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery, and they cried out for help. They cried for rescue from slavery, came up to God.
那出埃及记第二章第23节是这样写的。过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工。 就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
They were crying out because of how good things were.
他们在哀求，是为这些好的事情在哀求。
They were crying out because things were so terrible.
他们并不是，他们是为，因为他们的生活非常的艰苦，他们为这些苦向神哀求。
They weren't singing.
他们没有在唱歌。
They were groaning.
他们在叹息哀求
because of their circumstances.
因为他们当时所处的环境。
But you see, when they started grumbling again later,
但是你也看到后面他们开始发牢骚的时候,
grumbling distorted the way they saw their circumstances.
他们所发的牢骚扭曲了他们对当时环境的这种一个评估。
Grumbling put their new circumstance in a negative light.
发牢骚呢，把使他们的对新的环境的态度呢，变得非常的消极。
Grumbling made them compare their situation with the past.
那发牢骚呢，使他们呢，把当时的环境和以前的环境相比较。
Oh, those days were so good.
那他们就觉得呢，以前的生活是多么的美好。
Can't we just go back to those days?
我们可以回到从前吗？
You ever say that before? I remember when I was in college.
我记得我在大学的时候,
I should not have made it into UCLA.
我说过我不应该去 UCLA.
It was too hard for me.
因为学习非常难.
Every weekend I went home to study.
每个周末我回家都得学习.
And I would think about the good old days with mom and dad.
那我就在想着以前和父母在一起的时候是多么美好。
Why can't I just go back to the good old days?
为什么我就不可以回到从前呢？
School was so easy.
学习也非常的简单。
I was so warped in my circumstances that I looked at my dog.
我是我当时对当时的环境非常的
distorted, negative.
非常的消极。
That I looked at my dog.
我看着我的狗说。
And I said, I envy your life.
我居然对着我的狗说，我嫉妒你的生活。
You just sleep all day.
你每天只要睡觉就行了。
You play. You play.
你可以玩。
And people feed you.
人会喂你吃。
I remember saying, God, I just wish I was a dog.
我记得我当时跟神说，我希望，我真希望我是一只狗。
Really?
真的吗？
Do you really want to be a dog?
你真的想成为一只狗吗？
Because that's what grumbling did.
这就是发牢骚带给我的。
It distorted my circumstances.
它扭曲了我的环境。
And that's what happens to all of us.
这就是我们很多人所经历的。
How many times have you been in a circumstance that's so hard to be under?
那你曾经有没有在那种非常艰难的环境之下呢？
You know that it is not a good circumstance.
你知道这个环境并不好。
You feel it's almost unfair.
你甚至感受到这并不公平。
You can't even climb out of it. It won't end.
你甚至觉得你自己出不来。
But I'll tell you what.
但是我要告诉你，
you have a choice to grumble or not.
但是你可以选择发牢骚或者不发牢骚。
You can choose to grumble.
你可以选择去发牢骚。
Or you can choose to see it from God's perspective.
但是你也可以选择是通过神的角度去看。
And the moment, you know this, the moment you start to grumble,
你也知道当你一开始发牢骚的时候，
It is like a snowball that starts really small and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
这就像滚雪球一样，越滚越大。
It starts to distort the way you see your circumstances.
这就开始扭曲你对周围环境的看法了。
It starts to even distort the way you see God.
甚至扭曲了你对神的看法。
Look at these Israelites.
你看看这些以色列人。
God.
神呢？
Did you bring us out here to kill us?
是你将我们带到这旷野中来要杀了我们吗？
You want to kill us out of hunger, huh?
你要让我们饿死在这里吗？
Really?
真的吗？
The God that rescued them?
这位拯救了他们的神。
The God that showed them his power over and over?
这位神这位一次又一次把他的大能显示给他们。
Now they're blaming God.
现在他们去责备了神，责备神了。
That he wants to kill them.
他们责备神要让他们死。
I think that's what grumbling does.
这就是发牢骚所带来的。
And if we're not careful,
如果我们不小心的话，
pretty soon,
很快，
as you see in verse 2,
就像你在第二节看到的，
when you grumble,
当你发牢骚的时候，
and you start to mutter and murmur,
你开始轻声的轻声轻语的说，
Inevitably, you start to say it to someone around you.
但是同时呢，你也是在周围向周围的人发牢骚。
Usually, someone you love.
通常是你所爱的人。
And as you begin to share that with someone else,
当你向周围的人发牢骚的时候，
many times,
很多时候，
it starts to affect them.
这些牢骚也会影响他们。
So many of you parents.
所以你们当中很多父母
who start to complain and grumble,
那些就是你开始抱怨的话
and you start doing it with each other,
当你相互抱怨的时候
you do it on the car,
你在车上相互抱怨的时候
you do it when you eat dinner with your children,
当你在吃饭的时候你们相互抱怨
you don't realize what's happening,
你并没有意识到
your grumbling,
你的抱怨
which has now spread to your spouse,
你的抱怨不仅仅在你们夫妻之间相互影响
will start to spread to your children.
也传染到了你的孩子身上。
I read recently of a very successful doctor, but this doctor who was a great Christian and he had a wonderful Christian family.
我最近就是看到这样一个事情，就是这位医生是非常好的一位医生，而且是一个很好的基督徒。
And someone asked him Man, your children love and fear the Lord.
有人跟他说，你的孩子是非常爱神。
And fear the Lord.
并且畏惧神。
Mm-hmm. And how did you do that?
你是怎样使你的孩子如此爱神，并且
畏惧神呢？ And he gave several reasons.
他给了几个理由。
But in one of those reasons.
其中的一个理由是
He said, my wife and I made a commitment.
我和我的妻子有一个承诺。
We made a promise.
我们有一个允许。
Because we're so involved in the church.
我们在教会里呢就是服侍很多。
We love the Lord.
我们非常爱神。
But as we all know, sometimes the church is not perfect.
但是我们也知道教会不是一个完美的地方。
Well, we made a promise.
我们就有一个有个应许
that we would never complain about the brothers and sisters in the church, and we will never complain about our pastors.
我们就相互承诺，就是我们永远不能够抱怨我们教会的兄弟姐妹们，我们永远不能抱怨我们教会的牧师。
I thought that was fascinating.
我觉得这是非常非常好。
And the guy said, "Why is that?"
那个人就说为什么呢？
Because we know the effect that our complaining with each other would have on our children.
因为我们知道，如果我们相互抱怨的话，肯定会影响到我们的孩子。
You see, grumbling is like a deadly virus.
你有没有看到发牢骚就像一个致死的病毒一样？
If you are not careful,
如果你不小心的话，
it will spread in your family.
那如果你不小心的话，很容易就会在你的家人当中传开。
Did you ever look at your children and say, "Why do my children complain so much?"
那你有没有看到你的孩子说，为什么我的孩子总是要抱怨呢
？Why do these other families' children just don't complain?
为什么其他的孩子不抱怨呢
？Yeah, start tracing where that disease came from.
所以你要看一看，那个这个抱怨是从哪里。起源的
and you'll trace it and trace it and trace it.
如果你一路寻回去的话
and it'll like come back to you.
这个根就在你身上
Because that's what happened here.
这就是在这里所发生的
In verse 2.
在第二节里面
The whole congregation of the people of Israel.
这个整个会众以色列的整个会众
I think that grumbling spread like a deadly virus.Virus.
我觉得这个发牢骚就像这个致死的病毒一样，很快的传播开来。
And that's just one of the dangers.
这其实仅仅是其中的一个危险之处。
Another danger of grumbling that we see.
那另外一个危险是什么
？Is that grumbling turns our focus inward towards ourselves.
那第二个危险呢，就是抱怨呢，使我们的注意力呢转向自我。
The habit of grumbling shows that.We are not a God-centered person or other-centered people. We are a self-centered people.
那我们如果老是抱怨的话，就显示出来我们不是以神为主的。
You see, for the Israelites, this actually isn't even the first time they grumbled.
那你有没有看到，对以色列人来说呢？这其实并不是他们第一次发牢骚，第一次抱怨。
They grumbled just 3 days after God took them through the Red Sea.
其实他们穿过红海后的第三天，他们就开始发牢骚了。
You can see that in your own time, jot it down in Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 to 24.
这在那个出埃及记十五章第二十二节，你可以以后去看。
Then they grumbled here.
然后他们这里又开始发牢骚。
And then after this, they will grumble again, and you'll see that in Exodus chapter 17.
那这里以后他们又会发牢骚，在出埃及记第十七章。
You see, there's a pattern.
你有没有看到这个模式？
They have a pattern of grumbling.
他们有这个发牢骚的模式。
And so we have to ask ourselves as well.
那我们呢也应该问一下我们自己。
Is this a pattern for me?
那我这是不是我的模式呢
？What makes me grumble?
那什么事情会使我发牢骚呢
？For them, it was going through a desert without food to eat or water to drink.
对他们来说，是因为他们穿在沙漠里的时候没有吃的，没有喝的。
What is it for me?
那对我来说是什么呢？我会使我发牢骚。
Well, I have to be honest. I had to think about this for myself personally.
我自己也得就是思考一下对我来说是什么呢?
And I realized
那我意识到,
that the things that I grumble about are actually very mundane, very trivial.
那其实我发牢骚的事情呢,都是很小的一些小事。
I find that I grumble a lot when I'm in the car.
我发现呢,我自己在车上的时候呢,老是发牢骚。
I'm sure this never happens to any of you.
我确信就是你们当中,你们中间没有一个人像我这样。
When I'm stuck in traffic.
当我被堵在车上的,堵在路上的时候。
Or when I'm driving behind a slow driver. No offense to slow drivers out there, okay? But when I am driving behind a slow driver, that's not you.
或许呢,就是在我前面的这部车呢,开得很慢。
And my family has raised me to be at places on time.
因为我的, 我从小长大的习惯就是我到, 一定要准时。
That's a good virtue.
这是一个很好的习惯。
And I try to hold that virtue.
那我呢,也尽量就是, 要把这个习惯坚持下去。
But so much so that when I am stuck in traffic or I'm delayed because of a slow driver, I will find myself grumbling.但是呢，如果我呢，被堵在路上，或者呢，我被前面的人挡着的时候呢，我就开始发牢骚了。It will turn my heart from positive to
negative.那我的心呢，我的心态呢，就从积极的变成了消极的了。Just
like
that.很快的就变成消极的心态。I
might be trying to come to
church.或许呢，我是在来教会的路上。To
see
you.来看，那就是和大家见面。This
never happens to you, right?
从来没有,你在你身上应该从来没有发生过。
I have a happy heart.
我来的时候,我的内心很高兴。
I have a positive heart.
我是很正,非常积极的心态。
And I get stuck behind the slow driver.
那我如果是开车开在一个很慢的驾驶员后面的时候。
Who is not you?
我知道不是你。
And I start to grumble.
然后我就开始发牢骚了。
And it turns my positive heart into a very negative heart.
那我那颗积极的心态就变成了非常消极的一颗心。At
other times I grumble when my kids, not Bethany, but when my other kids are getting noisy.
那我有其他时候呢,我抱怨是因为我的其他的小的两个小孩很吵。But
you know what? Oftentimes, they're not being bad.
但是知道吗?很多时候其实他们并不是坏孩子。They
weren't doing anything wrong.
他们没有在做任何的坏事情。They
were just being kids.
因为他们仅仅是孩子,
and I'm in my office trying to concentrate.
但是呢, 我在我自己的办公室里呢, 要试图, 专心的工作,
and I'm trying to work.
我, 我要试图工作,
and I'm trying to work on the sermon.
我其实在就是专心的要, 写这个我的讲道,
and now I keep hearing them.
但是呢, 我就是他们一直, 他们的声音一直在打扰着我,
so I play some music.
所以我就放一些音乐,
some worship music.
我就听一些就是我们赞美的诗歌,
and I keep hearing their voice.
所以, 但是呢我一直还是听到他们的声音,
so I turn up my music louder.
所以我把我的音乐放响一点,
and I still hear their voice.
但是我仍旧听到他们的声音.
And now I find that I'm starting to get irritated.
但是这个时候呢我就发现自己呢有些恼怒了.
And so I start to grumble.
然后我就开始发牢骚了.
Sometimes it even happens when I'm craving for a certain snack.
有时候甚至呢,就是我很想吃一种点心的时候。
Because you know, sometimes you just want that one potato chip, that one bite.
有时候就是你也知道,就是你就很想吃一种特别的,就像一种特别的薯片。
Or for most of you, it's like a nutritional bar.
或者对大家,对大部分人来说是就是那种有营养的那种。And
you want that one bar.
你就想要那种唯一的一种,
that one chip that you know, you always have it in this one cupboard right here.
你知道就是你家里都会有这种点心的。
And so you go down to find that snack.
然后你到厨房里去寻找那个点心。
And you can taste it in your mouth.
你已经在想象那种味觉了。
And you open that cupboard.
当你打开你的橱柜的时候,
your wife forgot to buy it.
你太太忘了买了。
Just that one time though.
就那么一次。
Because you didn't put it on the shopping list.
因为你没有把它写在你就是你的那个买东西的单子上。
And what do you do?
那你做你怎么做呢？
Oh, that's okay. That's right.
然后你就说啊、哦，没关系，没关系。
No, you start to grumble.
不是这样的，你开始抱怨了。
And in grumbling, you start to have that negative attitude towards that circumstance or a person.
那对这个境况或对这个人呢，你就有了一种非常消极的态度。
And it distorts your circumstance.
那就开始了扭曲了你的这个环境。
She never buys this bar.
那你呢就开始说了，她从来不买这个。
Why does she always forget?
为什么她总是忘记呢？
This is my favorite potato chip.
这是我最喜欢的点心。
She never buys the one that I want.
她从来不会买我所想我
喜欢的。And you find yourself grumbling.
你就意识到你自己在发牢骚。
Never happens to you.
我知道从来没有在你身上发生过。
Always happens to me.
但是我身上是一直有这样子的情况。
But not only in trivial things, I'm sure.
但是我知道不仅仅是在这种小事上。
Because sometimes you grumble when life really gets difficult.
因为有时候当生活非常艰难的时候你也会抱怨。
When things in your family are not meeting your expectations.
或者就像就是你的家人没有达到你所期望的。
When you don't get the results that you worked so hard and were anticipating getting these results.
或许有时候你非常努力的工作但是呢你没有达到相应的一个成绩。
When you didn't get into that school or to that job that you hoped so desperately for.
或许呢有时候就是你没有进入你所盼望的学校或者没有找到你所盼望的工作。
When your finances seem to be the only one that's taking a turn.
或许当你的经济上看上去不那么好的时候。
When God seems to not be answering your prayers.
当你觉得就是神没有在回答你的祷告的时候。
We start to grumble.
那我们就开始抱怨了。
Is it okay to be disappointed?
那我们失望我们可以失望吗？
Is it okay to feel grief with life?
那我们可以为我们的生活而感到悲伤吗？
I want to tell you,Yes.
我想跟你说可以的。
So when though does disappointment and grief turn to sin?
但是什么时候这种失望会变成罪呢？
How does grief over a difficult situation start to turn into grumbling?
那这种悲伤的这种情况是如何转成抱怨的呢？
I think this happens when our circumstances causes us to turn inward upon ourselves.
因为我觉得就是当我们的周围的环境呢使我们呢转向自我的时候那我们的失望就变成了我们的抱怨。
When the circumstances that we're facing start causing us to look only at ourselves.
当我们周围的境况呢使我们呢只看到自己的时候。
Let me explain.
我向大家解释一下。
I was thinking about this concept one day when I was driving. Again.
有一天我在开车的时候我也在思考这个概念。
And one morning I was on my way somewhere and I came upon a red light.
有一天呢就是我去某个地方停在了一个红灯的前面。
And I'm trying to turn right.
我呢其实是要往右转的。
But I was stuck behind this other car.
但是呢有一部车在我前面。
It wasn't you.
我知道不是你。
But all he had to do,was move forward just a little bit.
我知道只要他向前面稍微移一点点。
Because if he moved forward just a little bit,
因为我知道只要他稍微往前面稍微移一点点。
I could scoot right over and make my right and get on my way.
那我就可以马上右转上路了。
But I started to rumble under my breath.
然后呢我就开始轻声的发牢骚了。
All you have to do is move forward just a little bit.
你只要往前移一点点就行了。
If you pull forward,
如果你移一点点
then I can make my turn.
那我就可以转过去了。
This guy is obviously oblivious to my need.
很明显的这个人根本没有注意到我的需求。
He's not paying attention to my plan.
他对我的安排根本就没有注意到。
He's just sitting there.
他就坐在那边。
And I'm waving at him.
我在向他挥手。 示意他往前移一点点。
Move up.
往前移一点点就行了。
And he's not even paying attention to me.
他根本没有注意到我。
He's just sitting there.
他就坐在那边。
He's oblivious to my schedule.
他浑然不知道我的安排。
He's oblivious to my plans.
他一点都不知道我的安排。
I have to meet Pastor James.
我要和那个James长老见面。
I have to be on time.
我一定要准时到的。
Don't you know that?
你难道不知道吗？
I remember I'm thinking through this.
我记得我就是这么想的当时。
Can you imagine someone else in this world who's not concerned about my plans?
你可以想象吗? 在这个世界上有人居然就是一点也不关注我的需求。
Someone who's not aware about my needs?
有人就是一点也没有注意到我的需求。
I mean, I have a schedule to take.
我有一个安排。
I have a plan that I made.
我已经有计划了。
I have a need.
我有这个需要。
And they are not aware of my need.
他们根本就不知道我的需求。
Grumbling reveals our self-centered nature.
那发牢骚呢，就可以显示出来我们的自我中心，以自我为中心这个特点。
This is what happens when we allow our circumstances to turn us in upon ourselves.
这就是我们所得到的结果，就是我们允许我们的环境呢，把我们呢转成自我为中心。
Grumbling allows our circumstances to turn inward and not Godward.
所以发牢骚呢，就使我们的环境呢转向了自我，而没有转向神。Grumbling
will always promote me to keep thinking about myself and not thinking about God and others.
那发牢骚呢，就会使我呢只考虑我自己，而不想到神或者其他人。Martin
Luther used this particular phrase when he was describing sin in mankind.
那马丁路德在描述人性的罪恶的时候呢，用了这句特殊的话语。
It's in Latin.
是用拉丁语的。
It's homo incurvatus in se.
那这句拉丁语就是刚才Alex长老所说的。
It means humanity is curved in upon itself.
它是指呢，就是人性转折于自我身上。In
other words, a person in sin curves in on oneself.
那用另外一句话就是在讲呢，一个人的罪呢，转折在自己的身上。Pastor
James is very nice.
那个James长老呢是很好一个人。Very
thoughtful.
他很考虑很周全的。
When I graduated from seminary,
当我从那个神学院毕业的时候,
he bought me something that I love.
他送了我一个我很喜欢的礼物。
It's a set of wood chisels.
是一套就是木凿子。
And not sure if you've ever carved wood before.
我不知道你们以前有没有在雕过木头。
But if you take a piece of wood and you begin to carve it on the side,
但是如果你做过的话，你也知道，就是你在雕一个木头的时候，
what happens to that wood?
那被你刻下来那块木片是怎么样的？
If you begin to carve it, that wood begins to curl in on itself. You ever seen that?
当你把那块木屑割下来之后，那片木屑就自己就弯起来了。
Grumbling allows us to curl in upon ourselves.
那我发牢骚呢，就是我们呢自己弯曲了。
Grumbling always allows our circumstances to turn us inward and not Godward.
发牢骚呢，总会使我们呢把转向自我，而不是转向神。
So is it okay to feel disappointed?
那失望，我们可不可以感觉到失望呢？
Is it okay to feel grief over life's circumstances?
那我们可不可以对我们生活上有些境况感到悲伤呢？
Yes.
可以的。
In fact, we see this over and over again in the Psalms.
其实我们在诗篇当中很多次的都看到这样的情形。
It is so common in the Psalms that there's a whole category for this type of psalm that shows grief over disappointment.
其实这种悲伤和失望在诗篇里面是很频繁的。
And these psalms is a category called lament.
那我们可以把这些诗篇其实归为一类叫做哀诉的诗篇。
And these psalms, we can learn to use them as a model for us.
但其实这些诗篇呢，我们可以用来当做我们的模范的。
In fact, that's what psalms do.
其实诗篇其实应该就是这样子。
Psalms give us a model for how to worship God.
诗篇给我们一个模范，我们应该是如何去崇拜神的。
How to pray.
我们应该如何去祷告。
And so in a lament psalm,
所以在哀诉的诗篇中,
it's modeling for us how we can show and pray through grief in our circumstances.
就显示给我们看，我们在悲伤的时候，我们是如何应该去崇拜和祷告。
But still worship God.
但是仍旧，虽然我们悲伤，但是我们仍旧在崇拜神。
So I want us to turn to one example of a lament psalm.
所以我们请大家和我们一同翻到诗篇。
And this is a great example in Psalm chapter 13.
这是一个很好的例子，在诗篇十三章。
Psalm chapter 13.
十三章。
We'll put it up here as well if you want to see. We'll look at a few verses first. Look at the raw emotion and the grief and the disappointment of the psalmist.
所以我们来看看，从这里我们也看出这位诗人的这种活生生的情绪和失望。
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Is that how it sounds? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? No. It is. I can't do it anymore. How long, O Lord? How long? You can see tears coming. Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
那十三章第一节说，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day?
我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？
How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？
Break it. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，引引允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡致死。
Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I'm shaken.
免得我的仇敌说，我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。
Do you pray that way in your grief?
那当你悲伤的时候，你是这样祷告的吗？
Do you talk to God that way?
你是这样子和神讲话的吗？
Do you say to God, lest I? You probably don't use his language.
你是这样和神讲的吗？
But some of us might feel, how can I talk to God that way?
或许我们当中有些人说，我怎么能和神这样讲话呢？
How can I cry out to God? And God, why?
那我怎么可以质问神为什么呢？
That's disrespectful.
这是非常不尊敬神的。
Is that true?
是真实的吗？
If the Psalms of Lament are a model for us in our grief over our circumstances,
那如果这个哀诉的诗篇是我们在我们悲伤的时候是给我们做了一个榜样的时候，
Can we not follow the model? And when we are in that circumstance that we feel we cannot climb out of, can we not cry out to God and only God and show him our tears and frustration and disappointment.
那如果我们在同样的境况下的话，我们难道也不可以这样子向神哭哀诉吗？我们也可以在神面前哭诉。
Can we not learn to let it out before God?
我们也可以向神说出来。
The Psalms are teaching us how to lament.
这其实诗篇就是在教我们是应该如何的哀诉。
And so the Psalm of Lament shows us, number one, we need to learn to cry out to God.
那在诗篇里面，第一个我们要学到的就是我们应该如何向神哀诉。
We need to be honest with God.
我们和神呢，应该是很诚实的。
About how we feel this grief over our circumstances.
特别是我们对我们所处的环境是如何的感到悲伤。
Do you think the Lord does not know your grief?
你难道觉得神不知道你的悲伤？
The Word of God tells us He knows what we'll pray even before we pray them.
神的话也告诉我们，甚至在我们祷告之前，他已经知道我们要祷告。
And you may not be emotional, that's okay.
你或许你没有这么多的情绪。
But I'm pretty sure you're not a robot either.
但是我知道你不是一个机器人。
So you may not show your emotions like me.
或许你不会像我这样，就是把你所有的情绪都显露出来。
But God knows that you have emotion.
但是神知道你有自己的情绪。
God knows your pain.
神也知道你的痛。
God knows your grief.
神也知道你的悲伤。
Can you not honestly cry out to God?
难道你不能够很诚实的向神哀诉吗？
Yet.
但是。
I want you to look at the pattern of the psalm.
但是我要让你意识到这个看到这个诗篇的这个模式。
Because the pattern is number one, you got to cry out honestly to God.
这个模式第一点就是你要诚实的向神哀诉。
But that's not the end.
但是这不是结束。
Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
第五节说，但是我倚靠你的慈爱。我的心因你的救恩快乐，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
And this is the pattern that we see in all of the lament psalms.
这就是在这个诗篇里我们所看到的一个模式。
This is how we are to worship God in our grief.
这就是我们在悲伤的时候是应该如何来崇拜我们的神。
This is how we can worship God in the worst of circumstances that we are in today.
当我们如果处在一个最糟糕的环境上，我们是应该这样子去崇拜神的。
Number one, we can honestly cry out before God.
第一个就是我们要诚实的向神哀诉我们的痛。
Number one, we honestly let God know this is what's going on. I am crying over this. I dislike this situation. I'm so frustrated.
我们要向神知道我不喜欢这个境况，我非常的我非常的恼怒。
And yet we never stop there. Don't stop there.
但是呢，你不应该停止在这里。
Because the lament psalm will always go down, but it will never end here. The lament psalm will always bring us back up.
因为这个哀诉的诗篇一开始总是往下的，但是它并不终止在那里。
Because number two,
到了结束以后，它就
as we see here, it always redirects our focus.
到了后面，也就是第二点我要说的，就是就是总是会把我们重新带到神的面前来。
The lament psalms will take us down, but always point us back to God.
这个哀诉的诗篇会把我们往下带，但是最终肯定是要把我们往上带的。
To remember who He is.
是要我们纪念谁是神。
To recount His.Faithfulness.
我们要重新述说他的信实。
To remember His great love for us.
要纪念他的大爱。
The psalmist cries out his heart to God in honesty, but does not sin.
写诗的人，这位诗手向神在神面前哀诉他的述说他的内心，但是他没有犯罪。
He does not sin. He does not grumble.
他没有犯罪，他也没有抱怨。
He remembers God.
这位诗人他纪念神。
He praises God.
他也赞美神。
he trusts his life to God.
他并且信靠神。
That's what the Psalms teach us.
这就是诗篇所教我们的。
In Sunday school, we went through looking at Psalm 106.
在我们的主日学的时候，我们学过诗篇一到六章。
And one brother noticed that these Israelites always forget God.
一位兄弟所意识到这些以色列人总是把神给忘了。
And another brother said that just like us.
另外兄弟就说我们也是这样子的。
We always forget God.
我们也通常把神给忘了。
We always forget the wonders He has shown us.
我们也通常把他所显的神迹给忘了。
We always let our down circumstances keep us down.
我们总是让我们这种不好的环境呢把我们使我们也变得非常的消极。
But in Psalm 105,
但是在诗篇105
it reminds us,To remember God.
提醒我们我们要纪念神。
To always remember His faithfulness.
我们要一直记得神的信实。
To remember His work in our life.
我们要记得神对我神所做的工。
To remember who He is.
我们要纪念谁是神。
So that we can praise Him.
所以我们可以我们可以赞美神。
And when we remember and when we praise Him, we can trust Him.
那当我们纪念神和赞美神的时候，那我们就会信靠他了。
Right?
是不是的
You want to know what the cure for grumbling is?
那你想要知道那如何能够根治这个抱怨这个不好的习惯
What is the cure?
什么能够根治他抱怨呢
The cure for grumbling is to remember, to praise, and to trust.
那这个根治抱怨呢，就是我们要时常纪念，要赞美，并且信靠。
You want to ensure that you are not modeling grumbling to your spouse, your loved ones, those around you, and your children.
如果你要确定你在你的朋友、你的孩子和你的配偶面前，你不抱怨的话。
When people describe you and you don't want to be described as that person who's always negative, always complaining.Always grumbling.
如果人家要描述你的话，你不想让人家把你描述成为那个人总是一直在抱怨，一直在发牢骚。
Remember God.
那你就要纪念神。
Remember God and praise God.
要纪念神，要赞美神。
Because when you remember God, you praise God, you will trust your life to God.
因为如果你纪念神，你赞美神的话，你就会把你的生命信靠在神身上。
You will trust that circumstance in your life.That doesn't make sense, and you will trust him with it.
因为你即使在那种不好的环境之下，你也知道，你只要信靠神就行。
So that when you forget that sock on the floor,
如果你忘记所以说你如果你忘记那个落在地上的袜子的时候
，or when that child that you've been praying for never comes,
如果那个你为这个孩子祷告，这孩子永远没有醒悟过来的时候。
You will remember that God is good.
你仍就会记得神是好美好的。
And that God is still faithful.
神仍就是信实的。
And God is still worthy of your praise.
神仍就是值得你赞美他的。
And God is worthy and strong enough to be trusted in.
你知道神是值得的，是值得你信靠他的。
The cure against grumbling begins with remembering who God is and what He has done.
那要根治抱怨的起始点就是要纪念神是谁，并且纪念他所成就的一切。
It's okay as you pray to God to go down into the valleys.
那如果你就是在向神祷告的时候。你可以向他，比如说，如果你的情绪是低潮的，你可以向神诉说。
Because he's there with you.
因为神和你一直是同在的。
But never stop in the valley.
但是你不应该停止在那些低潮的地方。
Because we need to go up.
我们应该再起来。
We got to remember.
我们该记得。
We got to praise.
我们应该赞美神。
And we got to trust.
我们应该信靠神。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
You know what happened in Exodus?
你知道在出埃及记发生了什么吗?
You know what that passage is really about?
那你知道那段经文真正的是指什么吗?
It's true that we see their grumbling.
我们也真实地看到他们的抱怨。
It's true we see the nature of man.
我们也真实地看到这个人类的特性。
But do you know what God did?
但是神做了什么吗? 什么呢?
God gave them water.
神人就把水给了他们。
And it wasn't just any water.
不仅仅是只是任何一种水。
God gave them sweet water.
神给了他们甜美的水。
When they were hungry,
当他们饥饿的时候,
God's plan was to provide them with food all along.
神的计划就是他会把食物赐给他们。
But not just any food.
不仅仅是任何的食物。
Miracle food.
而且是奇迹般的食物。
Manna.
就是玛纳。
Tastes like honey.
吃起来就像蜂蜜一样甜。
And I read somewhere a little spice.
或者还是有一些小辣。
小辣。 Because you know 小辣 is good, right? And you know, God knew that they also needed meat.
神也知道他们需要吃肉。
So he gave them not just any meat.
神不是把任何肉就给他们吃了。
Choice meat.
但是选择最好的肉。
The good stuff.
是最好的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember God.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们要纪念神。
God will always provide.
我们要记得神会一直供应的。
He'll give us exactly what we need.
他会供应给我们所需要的。
He's never let us down before.
他不会弃我们不顾的。
So even in your worst of circumstance that you're facing today,
即使你今天处在最糟糕的环境之中,
yes, you can cry out.
你可以向神哀诉。
But don't sin.
但是不要犯罪。
Don't grumble.
不要发牢骚。
Remember.
要记得。
Remember him.
要纪念神。
Remember who he is.
要纪念神是谁。
Because that will lead you up.
因为这会把你往上带。
That will lead you to praise.
这会带你来赞美神。
And that will lead you to trust.
这会带领你来信靠神。
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you because we turn our eyes now to you. Because that really is the purpose of your word. Yes, your word teaches us about your will for us. But ultimately, Lord, the hero of this book. The hero of this book is you, God. Our Yahweh. Our faithful Father. Our comforting Spirit. Our sacrificial and majestic Christ. Lord, we want to remember you this morning. Because you are worthy of our praise. And so that in every aspect of our life, you are worthy of our trust. So we want to thank you as a family of believers this morning. Not for anything that we do. But we want to thank you for who you are.
我们要感谢你是神，你是最伟大的神。
That even if you gave us no other gift in life,
即使你没有给我们任何其他的礼物,
that we would see that you are still God Almighty.
但是我们仍旧可以看到你是伟大的神。
Worthy of our praise, worthy of our worship, worthy of our life.
你是这位神, 值得我们的赞美, 值得我们的, 崇拜, 值得我们整个生命。
And maybe, because of you, we'll learn how not to grumble.
或许因为你, 我们可以, 学习不再抱怨。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们, 奉主耶稣的基督名求。
Amen.